Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let's look at paranormal conspiracies, obviously the one about demonic UFOs and such. What's your slant on all this, Tim?
The interesting thing about the UFO phenomena is that it has a tendency to mold itself into whatever a person's belief structure is. If you have somebody who is researching UFOs to the extent that it becomes almost an obsession, and they are thinking that they are seeing plenty of evidence that UFOs represent visitors from an extraterrestrial source, then lo and behold, all the evidence that starts coming into them seems to confirm that theory. Some of these researchers have even had experiences of their own, where they'll see a UFO land and the occupants come out and say, hi, we're from the Pleiades, and we've been here for 1,000 years studying the Earth, and keep up the good work, you're on the right track. Then you have somebody else who is thinking that UFOs are from an ancient civilization from the Hollow Earth. And then again, they'll have a similar experience where they'll be visited. People come knock on their doors and say, "Hi, we're from the Hollow Earth." And that's what really makes the whole UFO phenomena fascinating to me, is that we were talking earlier about an echo chamber with people finding information online, books, magazines, whatever, that seem to conform to their own belief systems. Well, the UFO phenomena a lot of times seems to do this on its own, which then it makes me wonder. Is the UFO phenomena and other paranormal phenomena to that extent conforming itself to the belief structure of the individuals where we have the control over it, or vice versa, whether or not it's a separate independent intelligence that is playing this game, so to speak? There's John Doe down there. He believes that we're from Alpha Centauri. Well, we're going to be from Alpha Centauri. The guy next door, he thinks that we're fairies and brownies and elves, and let's disguise ourselves, and capered around in his garden wearing little green hats and things like that.
I think you're really onto something with that. Like we say on the show here, what you're describing is what we say, the phenomena tends to mirror the worldview of the experiencer. And so this is exactly what you get. Now, there may be some combination of that going on where you have, say, different authors that write about it, and they'll pick different kinds of subject matter. Mm-hmm. That some of it might be like way out there, like we're looking at your site right now, the Conspiracy Journal at uforeview.tripod.com, and I'm noticing one here is, are there vampires in space, alien bloodlust, right? And I look at this and I go, oh man, that is way out there on the fringe. And yet, we have these stories of chupacabras and aliens and where animals have been sucked dry of blood. We have the cattle mutilation phenomena. And you start to go, well, it sounds way out there, but people are experiencing these things. And I don't think there'd be anybody that says that cattle mutilation phenomena isn't real, right? So we don't necessarily want to write it off right away as being just something that's way out there. We need to take an objective look at it and go, there are all these different ways of looking at it. And like you say, Tim, some of it is so out there, but it's still what makes it really fascinating, the breadth of this, the imagination that goes into it. And if you can be objective about it and go, oh yeah, Sure. Well, you know, that's fine. Scott Corelli's right about this. I think that's interesting. I don't necessarily know what to believe about it, but I think it's interesting. And this kind of brings us to one of the books that you're featuring on your site right now, and so we might as well talk about that a little bit. Alien Lives Matter. It's okay to be gray. Tell us a little bit about this book. I mean, I love the title. It's got yourself, Tim R. Swartz, Timothy Green Beckley, Sean Castile, and over 12 independent researchers. So what's this book about?
Oh, you've just made Tim Beckley really happy by bringing this book up. This is our newest one, by the way, that just came out last week, and fascinating book, because a lot of our books that we have published deal with people having unpleasant encounters with UFOs. Some people have pleasant encounters with UFOs and their occupants. A big section of Alien Lives Matter deals with people who have actually physically attacked UFOs, their occupants, what have you. Like you're talking about with the Alien Vampires book. I mean, you know, there's enough information to fill a book, a big book. This book's about 500 pages plus. But if you go and look at all of the information that has been gathered over the years, there have been a huge number of cases of people who have really reacted violently when they have come into contact with UFOs, from, you know, the hunters who have shot at UFOs that fly overhead. And of course, I mean, you know, we've heard the stories about various air forces around the world who, you know, their jets have been told to attack UFOs that have been coming into their airspace. But a lot of these cases that we have in Alien Lives Matter deal with these these one-on-one encounters. You know, the poor person who is in their bed at night, and all of a sudden find themselves confronted with the big-eyed, big-headed grays, and have fought back, guns, machetes, whatever they have. So it's really a fascinating book, and again, this brings into the idea that we may not be necessarily dealing with just one type of phenomena. Researchers, I mean, a lot of UFO researchers, they love to glom onto one part. UFOs are extraterrestrial spacecraft. UFOs are products of the imagination. You know, UFOs are, you know, from the hollow earth. And I think that when you look at a lot of these individual cases, you see that maybe all of the above, you know, could be true, or none of it, could be true. I think that there is, with all of this diverse type of paranormal phenomena, UFOs, cryptid creatures, ghosts, what have you, that there may be a part of it that is actually happening. You know, that, you know, people who see, some people who see Bigfoot, you know, I think they're actually seeing some kind of, you know, physical creature out there. But there is another phenomena or series of phenomena that mimics these things. That's why you get these stories about people, say, seeing Bigfoot that will run across the highway and then just vanish in a flash of light. Now, as far as I know, you know, a physical hominid of some sort doesn't have that ability. And same thing would go with maybe UFO phenomena, that you may actually have, you know, extraterrestrial craft that are visiting us from other planets. But then there is another part that may be localized on this planet, all planets, who knows?
Who knows what's going to come from these announcements? With Tim, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Of course, I'm interested in anything where you see the possibility of, say, Earth people shooting at a UFO. And we know the film, the original 1951 film, Day the Earth Stood Still, formed the basis of the pop culture aspect of early UFO contactees. And, of course, in the early scenes of that movie, the spaceship lands and Klaatu is taking something out of his pocket and he's shot down by one of the military officers accidentally or because of fear. So we see here it's possible, I think, and the image created in that movie is not something that would be impossible, that E.T. would have a mass landing and they'd have something to fear from us. Because a nervous soldier or somebody might shoot at them, and maybe they're not invulnerable, and they would be hurt. And then imagine if they have a big, bad robot named Gort, who fires back at them.
It's interesting because people who have had face-to-face experiences with, say, like a landed UFO and an occupant that comes out, a lot of times they report that they are overcome with this, and it's been described time and time again as an irrational fear that just sweeps over them. And it's not like they have been threatened, at least as far as they know, but it's just like this gut fear wells up inside of them to the point where it's like the flee or fight instinct comes about. And if a person, you know, has a gun or some other kind of weapon, a lot of times they have tried to attack. A lot of other people have either run away or they've fell down in a flat faint. But what I'm saying is that there is something about this phenomenon. Maybe we have an instinct that we know something that is completely alien to us. And when I say alien, I don't necessarily mean, you know, extraterrestrial alien, but, you know, just, you know, alien to us, that causes the hair on the back of our neck to rise up and our guts to clench up. And we have this just irrational fear. The day the Earth stood still is, I think, a very accurate representation of what would happen if there was that mass landing. Except I don't think it would be just one soldier shooting. I think that as soon as the UFO landed, it would be like a Godzilla movie where we'd be attacking it with missiles and guns and everything like that.
That might be a very logical reason for E.T. not to land.
Yes.
Not that they couldn't defeat us, but why get involved? Why cause the problem in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that if we are dealing with some kind of intelligence that has been with us for quite a long time, this intelligence already knows that we're a dangerous species prone to violence, prone to attacking that which we don't understand and fear. Lots of good examples in Alien Lives Matter. And I should point out, gentlemen, that another aspect of this book deals with the African-American experience with the UFO phenomena. A lot of people have talked about how there isn't any, that it tends to be a, you know, like a white male over 60 interest. But that's not necessarily true.
That's only conservative cable news that has that profile. This is not a political reference. Look at the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Look at the demographics for the conservative news channels, Newsmax and Fox. Compare that to the credentials for CNN and MSNBC, which may be more diverse, but frankly speaking, cable news demographics are primarily older people. Kids don't watch this stuff. People under 50 don't watch this stuff.
And that's one of the things that you know, we wanted to point out in this book is that, you know, not only is there, you know, interest in the subject all across the board, you know, with, you know, African-Americans, but, you know, there are kids, teenagers who are coming up that are interested. It's but I think that a lot of the older researchers have a tendency to look down at them because the ways of gathering information have changed so much, you know, since our days. I mean, you know, I mean, when I was younger, you know, you'd get in the car and actually go to a location, to talk to people. And now you don't necessarily have to do that. I always encourage people, though, that if you have the opportunity to have a face-to-face meeting with somebody who's had a strange experience, to do so. Nothing beats field work when it comes to this kind of strange phenomena, because you can uncover a lot more information than just Skyping or Zooming somebody or having an entire conversation with email. And I think that, you know, a lot of serious younger researchers understand that, though there are some who seem to have a disdain for studying older cases, because, I mean, I've seen, and I know you two have as well, people who will publish cases that, you know, happened, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and act like that, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is brand new. Nobody has ever written about this stuff before. And it's like, no, this has been around before. So, you know, do your homework, people, and, research the older cases, because you'll find some very interesting, connections, with what's going on now.
Now, that always takes us to this Pentagon UAP task force and the stories in the New York Times beginning in 2017 that, in a sense, ignore a prior history of UFO investigations. Mm-hmm. It never happened before. Project Blue Book, anyone?
Well, it's true, though. I mean, you know, you read these stories, and it's like that, oh my gosh, this is all, you know, we've just now discovered that the Air Force has been investigating UFOs. And it's like, well, yeah. You know, they're like, and we've discovered that you know, the Air Force and the Office of Naval Intelligence has pictures and films of UFOs. Yeah. It's just like this breathless, admission that, you know, hey, we've discovered that, you know, the military, you know, has all this stuff. Ooh, okay.
Well, of course, we have that TV show for two seasons loosely based on the life of Dr. Hynek, Project Blue Book. Tim, mm-hmm. Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump ended Saturday, with Trump being acquitted of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. 57 senators voted to convict, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for a conviction. Representative Daryl Issa says the outcome was no surprise. The California Republican tells Fox News that the defense was able to poke holes in one of the impeachment manager's biggest accusations against President Trump.
Many people may not look at it in real time, but as time goes on and they begin to realize that the defense simply showed where the very words again and again and again and again that they accused President Trump of saying is incitement, people, including the managers, had all used. And so they tried to make the case that it was who said it, not what was said, and that just didn't pass the muster. It didn't change effectively one vote.
This is USA Radio News. New York's governor is facing growing calls to resign over a possible cover-up of COVID deaths in the state's nursing homes. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 deaths count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tim Swartz. Of course, the TV show Project Blue Book, it lasted 2 seasons. Don't know how many people saw it, maybe a million or so. So in the U.S., sadly, it's, what, 330 million people who didn't see the show and therefore don't know that there was some kind of UFO investigation. Not like depicted in that TV show, but something that might be roughly similar to it going on years ago.
It was, I watched the first season of it, and, you know, if anybody was going to go and watch it thinking it was going to be an accurate depiction of what J. Allen Hynek was doing at that time, you know, they were sorely disappointed. And I can understand why the producers went the route that they did, because it probably would not have made it to the second season. But I don't know. I mean, you know, when it comes to the popular depiction of UFOs, I think that this show is a good example of how Hollywood does it that really leaves a wrong opinion on the phenomena and how it was researched. And I mean, you know, I mean,
well, yes, for the guys who don't know, yeah, but for people, say, like ourselves who kind of do know, mm-hmm. and who can just kind of look past that and go, this is entertainment, and think, oh, yeah, okay, so I remember that case, and there's this, and this is taking place, and it can be entertaining because we know, mm-hmm. and we can look at it and go, well, here are these interesting examples from history that we know about, because we're the insiders, and it adds to the entertainment value of the show. But I think you're also absolutely right, where someone who, like you say, maybe hasn't done their homework or isn't as well informed about it might get the wrong impression. And then they're out saying, hey, did you guys know, like, wow, you know, Janet Allen Hynek, he was like a superhero. You know, and he kind of is to the people in the field who know, but not quite the way it was depicted in the show.
Right. Well, and it worries me somewhat that some of the more sensational aspects, you know, of shows like this might end up in that collective consciousness with people thinking it actually happened. It was real. I mean, you know, we have trouble enough trying to sort out just all of the bad stuff, all the bad information, hoaxes, and other things that have cropped up over the years when it comes to UFOs. So then when you have these shows that for us, I mean, you know, we know, I mean, we watch it, it's fun. But then for some people who, you know, aren't as privy to the information, haven't taken the time to actually read some books, they'll see this and they're like, oh my gosh, this really happened. They think the Air Force or the CIA was out there, you know, murdering witnesses or, you know, kidnapping researchers and torturing them to stop them from, you know, telling the truth about UFOs. And like any interest, I think that the reality tends to end up being a lot more mundane than you know, Hollywood would like us to think.
Of course, that doesn't sell as well.
No.
And but I mean, you know, I think we all remember also, you know, back when The X-Files was very mm-hmm. popular too, and a lot of us would enjoy the show because there'd be these little allusions to things that were, you know, kind of hidden in the script, like, you know, oh, we saw a UFO out at Ellens Air Force Base, which is, of course, you know, an anagram for Nellis. And then if you know about the Nellis Range, you know all about what was, you know, alleged to happen out there by people like Bob Lazar and so on. And that becomes kind of interesting. It's like a little Easter egg in the show. But for people who, you know, there was some people who believed, like, that these were all, like, real cases.
Oh yeah, I mean, I, you know, when X-Files was at the height of its popularity, I had people, you know, come up to me and ask, you know, is this all true? You know, are all these stories true? I mean, there was a popular opinion going around that that all the scripts for the X-Files were true, that they had actually happened, but they had just, you know, the names had been changed to protect the innocent, you know, sort of thing. You know, some of the details may have been changed, but for the most part, all the stories were true, that the script writers were being given information from the, you know, the government whistleblowers, which, you know, I mean, that whole meme was very popular, you know, at that time. And I'd have, you know, I'd have to say, no, it's not true. I mean, you know, do you watch Dracula movies and think of that, you know, that's true. It's a television show. It's entertainment. You know, and like you said, Randall, I mean, you know, I said they would take some of the more, you know, say like popular types of stories, you know, say like the Area 51 secret base and the possibility that they were flying around a man-made flying craft based on technology taken from crashed saucers, you know, but you know, don't take that as a literally true story. A lot of people were very disappointed when I tell them that sort of thing.
Well, getting back to your book, Alien Lives Matter, one of the things that I really love about this book when I'm looking at the title here is that it's, you can kind of put yourself in the position of maybe an alien gray who happens to, you know, if they're watching us close enough, they'll get, hey, you know, like, check out this book, you know? Like, it's okay to be gray. You know, it puts you in the mind space of being the alien. It forms a kind of connection that is very different from other ways of looking at the subject matter.
Well, I agree because, I mean, you know, we put out a couple of books that, you know, have gone to that other aspect, the dangerous side of the UFO phenomena, you know, because, you know, face it, I mean, people are interested in that. I mean, you know, people have been interested in the idea that, UFOs and their occupants aren't just, you know, friendly long-haired space brothers from Venus here to take us into the new age of Aquarius. I think that, you know, one of the ideas that we were wanting to put across with Alien Lives Matter is that,
Don't shoot first and ask questions later.
Well, maybe
let's ask some questions first and see where it goes.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you're the guest, but I just can't, I can't help it because it's, this is one of the wonderful things about having guests like yourself is to be able to talk about these subjects as well. When you were saying earlier how the aliens can take on different forms, and maybe it all is one sort of phenomena, but it takes on these different shapes depending on the situation, then that kind of, like Martin Willis, our guest on our previous show, said, well, you know, maybe they're looking at us like kind of an experiment. And that kind of fits with what you were suggesting about, well, okay, let's pattern ourselves after what they expect.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're looking at us from that perspective, and now all of a sudden alien lives matter, it's okay to be gray. That's like us looking back up out of the rat maze or whatever you want to call it and saying, hey, you know, we know you're there. What is it that you need us to do in order to understand you better?
Maybe E.T. doesn't want to respond to us or just give us a lot of stories that are fake. We got more to come with Gene Randall. Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You asked a relevant question there, Randall, about the aliens, but we have people who claim to have communicated with them. We all know they're not telling them stories.
That's true. Yeah. But I mean, like, Tim, like in this book, though, it's sort of inviting. It's inviting the aliens to look at themselves through our eyes in a way. You know, if we found a book written by aliens that said human lives matter, I mean, we'd want to open it. We couldn't resist. We would want, I mean, if you believe in an alien visitation, which, you know, I've often said on the show that I do, I'm a first-hand witness. I think it's absolutely real. And if they've been keeping track of us, they're going to want to read this book too. Right? Like they won't be able to help themselves.
I think that's an important aspect of this book, and you're absolutely right, Randall. And that, we're kind of approaching this on more of a neutral ground. We're not saying that, you know, we're dealing entirely with friendly space brothers from the solar system, and we're not dealing entirely with the evil aliens who are coming here just to serve us up for dinner. That we can actually serve ourselves better and the phenomena better if we take a more neutral ground and try to approach it rather with either not with fear or adoration, but instead with curiosity and a desire to know more about what we are dealing with, whether it is, you know, physical scientists coming from other planets, time travelers, visitors from other realities, what have you. The idea that we have to either attack them and kill them or get down on our knees and worship them, I think these are attitudes that need to go to the wayside. They're becoming antiquated.
and that we need to take on a different way of looking at this phenomena and trying to deal with it in a more rational way, because I do think, and as you said, Randall, the phenomena a lot of times does tend to adapt itself to our belief structures. That if you approach it with fear and hostility, you may get that back. Same way with that, if you approach it almost like you were approaching a deity, get down on your knees and worship it, then you're going to get that back as well. So maybe instead, we approach it more with a scientific attitude, a curiosity attitude.
It's very cooperative, yes, is what it is. It's like, just to cover, I'm not sure about all the content inside. Maybe you can give us some examples. But it's like us saying, okay, so you guys are here and you're checking us out in this particular way. What can we do to help accommodate that in some kind of and I'm assuming, like you're saying, being neutral in some kind of a positive way?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And right. That's a very different approach from, like we started off at the beginning of the show, having them come down, take on the form of an angel, and then add to someone's confirmation bias that they're actually transports from heaven or hell or something like that. And then that just confirms that particular view and reinforces it in society. This is a very different approach, and I really like it. So can you give us any sort of examples, like cases or something like that from the book?
I'm going to have to think about that a little bit, Randall, because
that's okay.
I'm
known for putting people on the spot. So.
That's all right. There are tons of stories in this book, so I'm trying to think of one that fits that criteria. And of course, naturally, my mind is going blank right now on something like that. But
that's fine. Let's switch gears a little bit. We can always come back to that a little bit later if one comes to mind. But recently, we had Dr. Michael Masters on the show, and he's into the idea of UFOs and aliens being time travelers from the future. And I happen to notice that you have penned, along with Commander X, Time Travel, a How-To Insider's Guide. So you guys have kind of dealt with that subject, too. Maybe let's talk about that a little bit. What do you think of the whole time travel scenario?
That's one of my favorite topics, Randall, and that seems to be a favorite topic the audience as well. I always tend to get a lot more response and emails when I talk about this kind of thing. And that book that you just mentioned, that's an older version. I did an updated one called Time Travel Fact Not Fiction, with more case studies and more juicy goodness.
Wait. Juicy goodness? Juicy?
Juicy.
Do you mean you buy the book and it leaks on your floor?
It's like...
Or do you eat... Wait a minute. You eat the cover.
That's right. There you go. Cover is edible. No, don't eat the cover.
That might be an interesting way to market books. It's very hard now. And that is, instead of just selling a book, you have a cover that you can eat like candy.
You can literally eat the book up.
Well, if you believe it, I guess you've eaten the book up, right?
You can devour the book.
Hey, that's worse than inserting disinfectant into your body to get rid of coronavirus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we won't go there.
We don't want to think that that can eat, that's a good idea at all.
You know, seriously speaking, though, time travel is just so fascinating. I was just watching all those old Stargate SG-1 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
10 years of those shows, and they go back through time every so often.
Well, so did Star Trek. I was just watching the episode. Do you guys remember the one where they accidentally come upon a black star and they end up going back in time, and the Air Force sends up a jet interceptor to take a picture of it, and they end up having to beam the pilot out? And they, and because in this episode, the USS Enterprise is considered to be a UFO.
And they make it disappear before they beam. They first beam down the pilot back to his plane before this event occurred. Going back
exactly,
to time.
Yeah.
And then he says, what if I tell? And they said to him, well, it'll just be another UFO.
Yeah.
And then they take off at warp factor 8 or something. I forget.
Well, I mean,
actually, the best time travel show Star Trek did, City on the Edge of Forever.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite. Definitely good. Well, this one was cool, though, because it actually had the Enterprise as a UFO, right? And so if that's part, and a plane chasing it, and it becomes part of the UFO culture lore within popular culture as well. So, yeah, in a way, that's pretty cool, too. So, yeah, and that's, Star Trek was definitely ahead of its time. Gotta love some of that stuff.
There's also the Futurama episode where they accidentally go back in time and end up being the Roswell saucer crashed.
Futurama is great, but I mean, to me though, it all seems so impossible because it's so full of so many plot holes and everything else. Like, I don't really know how any of it's possible, but it's great. It makes for great storytelling.
Well, before we go back through time and we assess this seriously, I mean, we're kind of kibitzing here with Tim Swartz, but he wrote a book about the subject. A few weeks back, we had Dr. Michael P. Masters, an academic who also advocates for the possibility that UFOs are piloted by our descendants. Just think about that. More to come with Gene Randall. Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.